This episode of Rax, Fur, and Feathers is brought to you by Red Bud Liquor at 3213 West Front Street in Buchanan, Michigan. The largest selection of liquor and craft beer in the area and the coldest beer in Bucktown.
Also, they are now selling hunting and fishing licenses, so stop in, see Greg, and pick yours up today. I'm Bert.
I'm Adam.
I'm Ray.
And this is the Rax, Fur, and Feathers podcast. Oh. All right. All right. Today, we got Coon.
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
We had an awesome time. We talked about pooping in the woods. We talked about fishing. What else?
This one started off weird, man.
It started off really weird.
It got weirder.
It did. Those are the best kind.
Adam's new best friend, Steve.
Adam's new best friend, Steve.
You know what? I hate you guys.
Anyway, you guys are going to dig this one. So here we go.
We'll have a good time.
No, they'll eat the shit out of us, too.
Really?
They deer eat fucking everything.
Pretty opportunistic.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We found out deer eat meat.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that video on Facebook.
The baby birds? That's crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was strange.
I thought it was a squirrel.
I saw
they ate a dead squirrel. They ate a baby rabbit.
You had some in a gut pile.
My brother did. My brother was watching them eat corn out of a gut pile.
I mean, that makes sense, though.
Whoa. Well, yeah, I mean, they're eating the corn, but it's covered in blood and still, yeah.
Whatever.
Can we talk about how tough white-tailed deer are to eat something out of a deer's stomach? Does anybody here ever nick the stomach on a
deer?
Like,
I'm sorry. Like,
it's not good.
So, no. Like, we just ate Taco Bell. Like, if somebody just came in here and shot Coon, and Coon was dead and gutted him, yeah. I'm not going to eat the Taco Bell out of his guts.
It wouldn't be good.
No.
Be a little bit of Panda Buffet in there, too, but...
Did you put some of that kick-ass hot sauce that Adam had?
No, I did not. No, I stay away from that.
What hot sauce was that, Adam?
It's from the Burns and McCoy collection. It's called Ex Horesco. It's a 7-pot Primo hot sauce.
And it doesn't have a drippy thing.
There's no drippy thing on it.
It needs
one. It's a straight, smooth barrel.
Oh, boy.
And it's hot as hell.
Yeah, Adam almost cried earlier.
I did cry. I'm not gonna.
It was good times.
No shame in my game here. I had tears in my eyes.
Not because of his shoulder. Speaking of which, we got two guys with hurt shoulders. Yours is getting better though, right?
Yes.
But your injury was a lot less eventful.
What'd you do yours?
I don't have a fucking clue. I think I slept on it wrong.
I was gonna say slept on it wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And it hurt for a fucking week. Couldn't tie my shoe. Can't reach over and grab toilet paper. I'm like, this is bullshit.
It was a banner day.
I'm
for
like,
me.
I can only imagine what
when I could finally wipe my own ass again.
Mustachio was going through.
Normally, I just
did. You have to do it left handed before?
No, I just get.
I've never wiped my ass left handed.
You didn't left hand it?
I don't think I can. Now, I've done a lot of things with my left hand since I hurt my right shoulder, but wiping my ass isn't one of them. Like,
so
this is a much more utilitarian.
So every time you shave, you take a shower?
No, I was just kidding about that.
No, you're not.
I might not be. You know, if I had a shower curtain, it'd be different. Remember, like a reusable toilet paper, and you just kind of floss with it. You're fine.
So
there's a visual you'll never
forget.
Don't
use Adam's shower is what I'm hearing.
So that's how you wiped your ass? You got in the shower?
No, actually, I literally
he just went to Walmart, got like a cheap welcome mat, and just lays on the floor and just scoots his ass across it.
Trust me, when it comes to things to wiping my ass,
one of those shoe
toilet paper is like option A.
Roll it up and throw it in the trash.
Option A to fucking Z. I have so many things that I can use to wipe cleaned up with. Yeah,
he's got a whole drawer. Full
let's
of
hear
them.
It. What you got? What's your number one backup?
Non-scented flushable wipes.
Okay, number two backup.
Medicated flushable wipes.
Number three.
Sponge.
A sponge. So, like, one of my favorites is taking the sleeve off of your undershirt.
The problem is I usually wear sleeveless shirts up until I got this sweet fucking brace. Now
that's
I wear
a sweet brace.
A fucking sleeve shirt all the time.
He didn't even get into the sex drawer yet, either. He's got plenty of options in there.
Well, it's a three-tier system. The first has, like, a toothbrush and some floss picks. The second one's the shit to wipe your ass with. The third one is locked, usually.
So
it starts with a couple wipes and then
here you go. So at deer camp, it used to be like if we would come in at the end of the day and you were missing a sleeve, everybody knew, like, oh, Brent had to take a shit.
Right.
You know? So I came in one time missing both sleeves and half of the bottom of my shirt. That was a good one.
Whiskey
too
night
much
before?
Bacon grease?
Yeah, it was deer camp. So he's pretty good at deer.
He had to make sure he's shit next to at least three stands.
Yeah. You know what's weird?
It's like, yep, Corey, yep, Bob, yep.
You make sure you do a wind of them too, so it wafts.
Here you
wafts.
Go.
As much as I've ever had to shit, I've never had to shit in the woods.
Really?
Really. When I first learned to hunt, besides what my dad taught me, was from my grandpa. We'd go squirrel hunting all the time. And he always taught me to pack a pack with, like, at the time, my mom had just started dating a guy that was in the Army, so he had all these old MREs, and we would take them out there and just, like, army it out in the woods looking for squirrels because it's not that big a deal. We'd eat MREs and squirrel hunt, but he always taught me to carry toilet paper with me. It's ever since I've known him, he's had a Ziploc bag with, like...
You can use toilet paper for a lot of shit, though, too.
Well, yeah. This is true.
It's, marking it's tracking, trails.
Right.
Taking yep. shit. Starting fire. Your nose.
Right. Right. It's a very utilitarian product, but it was always...
single ply or double ply?
He's got the money for the good stuff.
Triple ply, huh? That Charmin? You got that Charmin?
I don't know if it's extra strong or extra soft, but it works.
Yeah? Actually, yeah. Joe Rudolph told me to take that out there to mark... your deer trails you're tracking.
Right.
Wrap it around the trees like it's biodegradable, so yeah. It's just going to disappear. But you right. turn your flashlight around and the shit glows so you can see it. And you don't have to worry about picking it up or anything right. after.
But I've heard of a lot of people actually having to deuce in the woods. And it never sounds like something I'd be into.
It's not
like,
pleasant.
No.
I have one time.
My brother would purposely take laxative in the morning so he could shit in the woods on opening day. Yeah. Yeah, it was deer camp.
That was my first time. It was cute, too, because I sit in this little... find a log down. I'm like, all right, I'll sit right over this.
Right.
Here we go. It's dug me a little hole and shit so I could bury it.
Right.
You know, missed the fucking hole. Like, I had no idea where it was going, you know, the trajectory. I missed. I'm like, yeah, well, I'll kick some leaves over it. Like, fuck it, I'm out of here. It was a neighbor's yard, so I don't give a shit.
I do it I was hunting Halloween. I went to a Halloween party the night before.
Oh.
May or may not have drank too much and said, I'm going hunting in the morning.
Right.
About 20 minutes after sitting, give it about an hour. I'm like, things aren't going well.
Right.
So I grabbed the backpack, found the toilet paper, found me a nice appropriate log, did the deed, came back. 20 minutes later, a spike comes walking in on the trail that I had a couple good pictures of some nice deer. And I watched him, and the wind was swirling in this hole, and all of a sudden he sticks his head up, and he's looking right where I took a shit. He could smell it, and we just got this weird puzzled look on his face. I'm just going, really? This is happening? And he kind of milled around for a while, and he ended up going back the way he came. I could have shot him like six different times. Despite but
this motherfucker ate way too many shrimp.
Yeah, something the night before was not.
What smells like Jack Daniels out here? I don't even see anybody.
There might have been some Jack Daniels. Maybe.
I probably maybe wasn't at that same Halloween party, so I wouldn't know.
Right. Yeah, I've actually taken a deuce out of a tree stand. I'm not going to talk about that again.
No,
if you want to hear that
Bobby
episode.
Already did, yeah.
I've always gotten
give a
down.
Direct quote. Have you ever seen a grown man grow a tail?
But that's the same dude. I swear to God, every opening day takes like a stool softener so that he takes a shit out in the woods. He does it on purpose.
Why?
He loves it. I don't know. I mean, I like it. I don't mind it. There's nothing better than wiping your ass with a little bit of snow, a little bit of sleeve.
Actually, opening there is. There's really a lot of things better than that.
It's like a toilet.
Yeah, I think the whole list of shit right now, it's way
it's,
better
it's,
than
it's,
that.
It's a tradition, man. Not seeing shit by 9 o'clock, might as well take this deuce.
Okay.
It's a lot better than shitting in the cabin sometimes.
You know, you learn sometimes. Something new every day. I say it all the time. I think I just picked up a valuable bit of information about you, Bert.
Right. Have you ever used a sock?
No.
Oh, if that's right. You said you never shit in the woods.
No.
Not once?
No, I've never had to.
If you shit, they will come.
Time out. There's only one of us at this table that has Crohn's.
Right.
And he's the only one that hasn't shit in the woods?
So, when you have to go as often as I sometimes
maybe
have to
he's
go.
He's prepared.
Yeah, you tend to get it done before and after. You make time to go out to the woods, and I would know if I'm.
But you're an all-day sitter, right? You like to
sometimes,
sit all day.
If I can.
And you've never like had to be like, oh my God.
No, I do everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen.
What is that?
I don't drink
don't
a lot.
Don't eat for fucking 48 hours.
No, actually, I eat a lot of fibrous stuff, and I drink a lot of water. So everything kind of just, you know, you got to pee quite
chewing
a bit.
Them sunflower seeds.
Duct tape helps.
No, I just, you know, I've been lucky. All the times I've been out hunting, all the time I've spent in the woods. If I ever did have to use the bathroom when I was out, I would leave the woods to use the bathroom, like if I'm on state land and there's a porta potty in the parking lot or something, which is not very often.
Well, if you ever have to go, I got a maneuver for you.
I'm listening.
It's the one. It's the one shoe, one sock, one pant leg maneuver. My brother taught me this. Believe it or not.
Okay.
So if you got a shit, this is such a weird conversation to have. But anyway, so
I don't know where we went wrong in this episode. I'm blaming it on
start
you.
Off the
here.
Bat. Whatever. Anyway, so you take your pants down. You take one leg out. Take your shoe off. Take your sock off. Swing right. the pant leg all the way to the other side so you don't poop on it.
Right.
Right, kind of angled
that's
towards the front.
That's a legitimate risk.
Yeah. It is.
Especially
it really
if
you're is.
Wearing knee highs, you can't get the pants down far enough. And
yes, yes.
You're trying
exactly.
to straddle a log. It's complicated.
With boots, it gets real tough.
Yeah.
So, but you keep that one sock in your hand because that's your wipe, right? So you shit, you wipe with the sock, and then you reassemble minus the one sock.
Well, I mean, I could see where that's doable.
What do you do with said sock?
You throw it in the field you shit in.
Oh, I let
the bears
say,
eat it.
You eat it.
Keeps getting weirder and weirder. I don't know.
So get off the deucing. Coon, you been doing any fishing?
A little bit. I just moved since. I moved. When did I move? Was it before 4th of July? No, it was after 4th of
it was
July.
After 2 weeks after the 4th of July,
yeah,
I believe.
Adam had to help me because it was not fun. Anyhow, I've only been out twice since then. I went up to Frankfort and did a little salmon fishing with a buddy of mine. Well, Captain Dan. Adam
Captain Dan,
him.
Yeah.
So
good guy.
He wanted
good
me guy. To go out there and fish the Benzie Frenzy with him, and we wanted to fish just the 333 side of it. So he talked me into it.
What's the 333 side?
It's the three biggest fish over the course of 2 days. It's like a tournament series type of deal. We're just doing a one tournament event type deal.
Gotcha.
So we went up there. We pre-fished Friday, and we only caught two fish. It was rough as hell. It was building. We couldn't fish Friday night. We were supposed to fish Friday night. Didn't fish. Saturday we were supposed to fish. They canceled the tournament Saturday.
Quit trying to tempt him with
put
the hot
the
sauce.
Put the damn hot sauce down.
It's down now.
Couldn't fish Saturday. So and it blew. It was like 6-8 footers out there. So it was one day shootout type of deal. So we went out and set lines. And normally the first, I don't know, hour is your best time. We didn't even have a freaking hit our first hour. So we're like, well, this is swell. Like, this is, text a couple buddies of mine. They were having boat problems. They weren't catching shit either. So we ended up going back over similar area we fished on Friday. Took a fish. Like, hey, we landed that one.
And got him.
Another fish. Like, hey, we're into something good. Then had a double. Lost one out of those. So we're sitting, hey, this is pretty decent. Long story short, we ended the day 4 for 8. We had a 22.95, a 22.9, and a 23.15 for a grand total of 69 pounds even for our three
six
fish.
Six diggity nine.
Yep. Couldn't have planned that any better.
All right.
Took second to 333. The only other boat that was that beat us, they ran up to the Manitou Islands, which is a 25-mile one-way run. And third place was back at like 62 pounds or something like that. So we made a really good showing for, you know, the short pre-fishing event and whatnot. So we had fun. It was a good time. We had really nice fish. The thermocline was real deep.
Will you explain what the thermocline is?
It's the temp break in the water. So you got your layers of water based on water densities and whatnot. And the temp break, same in like cold water, and the temp break was down about 100 foot. When it gets that, you got to run a lot of long coppers, deep riggers, wire divers back. Ridiculous amount of line back.
The thermocline also relates to when you hear people talk about the lake flipping.
Yep.
Usually when there's a lot of high wind out of one direction or the other, if it's real hot inshore and it blows a lot of really cold water in, that cold water will push the hot water out, and the hot water will rise out deeper, and the cold water will come in. Like we talked about it before, yeah. Lake Michigan dropped 10 degrees in one weekend.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal for
10
a
degrees
that
for
size.
Water, yeah. That's for,
yeah. So the temp was down deep. So our best rods were our high divers back like 290 foot of line out. So they were probably running close to that 90 to 100 range. I think we took, of our eight hits, we took five of them on the high divers, and then we took two on lows, and then two on riggers, I think. Something along those lines. So the riggers were down like 100 and 120.
Damn.
So everything was really deep.
Those are fun to reel in.
Yeah. So the wire divers were fun, but we had every fish that we landed got into another rod. We had one fish wrap up and do one, two, three other rods. It got into another wire rod. It got into a downrigger, and it got into a 300 copper. So it just comes in with this giant ball of shit. It was
just super to see when you're trolling.
Yeah, it was right. It was not good.
All these things should be in straight lines back behind the boat. Nothing, here they are.
Nothing cooperated. And we had fish. We lost a fish where it ended up breaking us off. It was on a low diver out of like 180. It was at about 400 foot of line, 450 had taken out. And then the wire got kinked in the reel. So it instantly stopped. The drag just like stopped, locked up, and then it broke the 40-pound meat rig leader. That could have been pushing a 30-pound fish. There was a 30-pounder waiting on the tournament. Then 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, Dan ended up getting a 30.5.
Wow.
So damn. There were some big fish caught. It was a fun tournament.
We didn't catch any fish up north. We fished for a total of what? Two spots, 1 hour total?
That's it.
Where were you guys at?
Dude, it was retarded. The amount of bugs. We were fishing the Little Manistee.
Okay.
A couple spots up there, close to 55. No, okay. No. I'm sorry. We weren't even close to 55. We were by camp.
Mm-hmm.
But
37.
Yeah, but it was, dude, the bugs. The bugs. I don't know what the hell happened up there that was different than down here with the rain, but Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, they were huge, and there was a shit ton. Everywhere
they were hungry.
That spray you have
98% D.
Yeah.
Right.
And usually it's
foolproof.
Game over.
Right.
Yeah. It everywhere. 10 hours, that should last longer than that. It just.
Everywhere we didn't have it, in between your fingers.
Kind of burns.
Inside your ears.
It just takes the bad years off your life.
Yeah, right.
Right. Sure. My lips are numb. I'm spraying it everywhere.
Right.
But they didn't care, man. It was ridiculous. But we tried. We got some nibbles, but it looks like some really good trout fishing. Problem is, there's a lot of weeds in that stream.
Okay.
Like, compared to down here, there's really just rocks and sand.
How deep was the water you were fishing in?
It was, like, identical to the Brandywine Creek. Like,
okay.
It was a type 1.
Right.
But there was, I don't know what the hell that was underneath the surface, but there was some sort of weed set. But it was pretty spread out. I mean, you can cast in between, but where we were fishing from shore and with all the bugs and whatnot, it was just not
just
happening.
Just no.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking I want to head back late April for the opener and really give that a legitimate shot. I think we do all right, but maybe before the weeds set up and
right.
There ain't no goddamn giant pterodactyl mosquitoes trying to suck the blood out of you.
We had a problem like that one time on the Dowagiac Creek. Of all the years we've been canoeing it, floating it, or whatever, you always put bug spray on, you're always good. One time, we put in up at the Sink Road. We're floating down to Arthur Dodd. And you have to go past a horse farm right there on the right-hand side as you're just about up to the park. And right before the horse farm, there's like a tunnel of trees. That just the whole water is covered. It's super shady, mm-hmm. super awesome. And as we're floating through there, we could not keep the flies off of us. If you put bug spray on it, it was like A1 sauce. They would just bite through it. And it like black flies, whatever, deer flies, they all suck.
Remember, yeah, we went on said horse farm the one day.
Right. Yeah, and that was fine.
That's Neil Hanowick's place. The owner of NCP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know shit.
We'd put in the kayak and we'd run out of beer and we'd call TJ's wife, or not TJ's wife, TJ's dad's wife, to bring us more beer and drop us beer off there. She would go out to Neil's place and come out through the horse farm. There's a little beach there or whatever. And
yeah, always full of geese.
And we were with, I don't remember.
Always.
Her name was Tiffany too, right?
Yeah, it was that was Taylor Jones. At the time he was dating Tiffany.
Morrison.
Yeah.
I want to pet the horses. I'm like, you want to pet them horses? Let's go pet them horses.
Right.
I'm like, no, you go right up in there. Watch this. Right through the fence. Go
and
pet
then
them
you both
horses.
Went up there.
I'm like, awesome. Here, I'll take you to pet these horses. And we did. And then Deb came out.
You want one?
Wife, and
jump on it. Let's go.
I'm like, hey. She's like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Just floating the creek, checking out the horses.
Tried to get her a job, actually, keeping after him. I don't know if she did or not. But
I don't know either.
She moved to Washington.
Yeah, it was a while
State?
After that.
Yeah.
So but through that little corridor, you could not paddle. I paddled fast in my life. I never paddled faster than I did that time to get the hell through there.
Those deer flies are
It was ridiculous.
Deer flies suck. The funny thing is he wasn't even trying to paddle. He was just swatting flies. And he,
right.
He was doing about 45 mile an hour.
Holding the paddle in my hand, switching hands.
Swatting flies.
Adam.
True story.
I hate to ask you, buddy, but can you hand me a beer, please?
Sure can.
You're the closest.
Grab me one, too.
Nothing to worry about.
Since you is, Ray, you need one? All right, better make it three.
Well, uno.
Dos.
That's how you know when your beer's gone, when your sunglasses fall off.
God damn right.
Look at that. There
we go. Spanish American today. Oh, fuck. I was just going to say. Oh, hey. Andrew Kangas got a hold of me this morning.
Yeah.
Wants me to take him fishing. That never happens.
Go on.
Does he want to make fun of you?
I think so.
Here's what you're doing wrong.
Right.
He's well, Bert, I don't know nothing about fly fishing, but goddamn it, neither do you.
He's probably definitely going to make me look bad. I want to. He was asking about fishing the Brandywine. And he's never been on it, so wants me to take him out. I'm going to show him where to go, and he's going to catch all the fish.
Right.
At least he lets him go.
Yeah.
So make sure you set up.
Right.
No, you just go with him and net the fish for him, and then take the hook out and be like, thanks, dude, stringer.
Right.
What are you using?
Right. You need one too now? There you go.
Sure do. Got to feel included.
Shit, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been on the Brandywine in a minute.
Although, I haven't been down there.
I've been fishing the shit out of the pickle patch, though.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Only at night.
Rolling there with your hiccup going. And
actually, yeah, since we've been on the podcast, shit, there's been a lot that's happened since we've recorded this podcast. We went pike fishing north of the pickle patch and did fairly well. I didn't do very well, but
river pike fishing.
Yeah, I don't like pike fishing on the river.
Why?
Because it seems like a lot of cast with a little reward.
Yeah. It's pike fishing in general.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
That's how pike fishing. That's musky fishing.
It's not my thing. There's some really big pike in that river.
I'm a fat fuck, and I like to put as many fish in my boat as possible as quick as I can.
Right.
That's not how you do it. It's a lot of casting, and you're going with a spinning rod or something on the surface. Right.
We should run a tip-up derby on Diamond Lake this year.
Spring lure. What?
We should run a tip-up derby on Diamond Lake this year. If we get a good ice. I've been out there before.
What's a tip-up derby?
Just all of us going out setting tip-ups. What do you get, three a person?
Yeah. I thought you meant like there's a...
So if four of us went out, we could set 12 tip-ups and just run around all day drinking beer and checking tip-ups.
Well, and talking smart.
I mean, yeah. It's what we do when we're not
here. We can record a podcast in an ice shanty.
You were with me when I hooked that big pike in the river, weren't you? Me, Tyler, right there, and you?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Where in the river? Above the dam or below the dam?
It was
below
it Berrien. Was Berrien.
Below Berrien.
Yeah, way below Berrien.
Well, it was probably a 40-inch pike. I lost it at the boat.
It was a nice pike. I think I've told this story.
Did you?
Yeah. We were fishing at a creek. I'm not going to say which creek. And we're casting spinners. And he brings his spinner up and like was 8 or 10 foot away from the boat.
Yeah, it wasn't far.
It looked like he snagged a log off the bottom of the river. His rod doubled over and this thing rose up off the bottom. Hey now. That's a hell of a pike. Did fairly
well.
That's
respectable fish.
You sandbagging son of a
bitch. So this guy I'm showing the picture of right now, this is Ray Ott, the guy that was fishing with. So I don't mean to interrupt your story. Go ahead.
No, that's pretty much the end of the story. It looked like a log that come up off the bottom of the river. We've been in the spot for a long time.
We've been there for a minute, yeah.
Nobody knew this thing was there. You couldn't see it. And all of a sudden, it gets almost up to the surface, and the whole body goes like a snake. And just fucking takes off.
Yeah, I get it to the boat.
Jason fights it back to the boat.
Typical pike doesn't fight until it gets to the boat, and then it goes apeshit just out of reach of the net and threw the spinner back at us. And almost hit somebody in the head.
It was a nice pike.
It was a big pike.
Big pike.
I got that one. You weren't with me. It was me and my dad. I got one about 36 inches at a different spot.
That's a nice pike. What was that through
there? He said, what did he say? Personal best, didn't measure it, but at least 48 inches or more.
Jesus.
Huge pike. So this guy, his name is Ray Ott. I know him. He's a family friend kind of guy. We went fishing north of the south of the pickle patch, above the dam.
Right.
Because
the St. Joe's flow.
Right. We discussed that last time. So anyway, they put in after we did, and they passed us out because I'm going with a trolling motor upstream, and he had a nice outboard. So he cruised right past us, and He made it all the way up to the bridge we were talking about, at Bond Street. We finally made it up there, and he flags us over. So we meet at the middle of the river, and we tie on together. never really said shit. He's just like, hey, you know, take this rope. Right. We fucking tie it up. And then he's like, we're just going to float down. I'm going to show you how to fish pike.
Cool. Like,
all right. So we floated down, which is cool for me because I didn't have to worry about the trolling motor.
Somebody else could steer right. with an outboard.
So now me, I like fishing the river like we did the first time. I took the bobber off. I just had...
tight line.
Yeah, yeah, right. Just a small split shot, number 8 hook on the bottom with a worm. Right. That's it. So I'm doing that, and then he's doing the spinner bait, and the guy he had with him, Eddie, he was doing the same thing. Eddie latches on to 2 pike right away.
Really?
Like, we latch on, and whap, reels in the first one. It was a good 25, 26 inches.
Nice pike.
Whap, another one, about the same size, huh. right afterwards. Like, holy shit. All right. So Eddie lets me keep him because Eddie keeps his fish. Ray does not keep his fish.
Okay.
Which that struggle happens later. So so he gets us all set up. We're all pike fishing. I didn't like it. I didn't like casting. Like, it was you cast and then reel as fast as you can, cast, reel right. as fast as you can. Right. I like this setup. I mean, he doesn't use a leader. He doesn't use a swivel. It's just he just ties it right onto the spinnerbait.
Really?
Yeah.
What's
but
he use for line?
I think he was using 10-pound test.
What?
Not mono, but braid. Yeah, braid.
Okay. Even so.
Right.
Anyways,
it might have been more than 10-pound test. Don't quote me on that because that seems a little light for the pike he's catching.
38, which is 30-pound test with 8-pound diameter or something like that, or 40-10.
Right. Is it?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know what
like
a 40-10 for.
To catch a pike whatever, like that.
For those of you who don't know, pike have really sharp teeth in a lot of them.
Yeah. Big teeth.
Right. Plate teeth.
So a lot of times they use leader, right? So when they bite onto it, they're hitting wire instead of your line.
Right. Yep. When they do the head shake, if they get the hook in the back of their mouth and they start shaking their head, the teeth in the front, if you got like an 8-inch leader, don't sever your line immediately.
Now, the thing about fishing pike, though, is so, like he said, he doesn't use that because he thinks they can see it. But from what I saw, it seems like you're just making, as Freddie calls it, trying to buy a bite. Like you're just making a lot of noise, a lot of flash, a lot of splash.
Reaction bite instead of
they're just trying to bite out of anger.
But isn't that how you get pike to bite, though? I mean,
I think so, yeah. But what I'm saying is, how would they see the leader if you're. You know what I mean? If you're reeling it in that fast, I don't think they're going to be paying attention.
Yeah, predators have that kind of eyesight. Sure.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Anyway, it works for him, and he's been killing it, dude, obviously, sure.
To picture. Each their own, yeah, that was a badass pipe.
So Eddie caught two, and he's like, you want them? I'm like, yeah. Throw them in this bucket. We ate one of them up at the cabin, which turned out pretty all right. Real bony. I didn't know how to cook it, so
you
I cooked
cut
it.
The Y-bones
Did you guys
out?
Not take the Y-bones
no,
out?
No, I didn't.
I saw a video one time.
There's a lot of videos on it.
No, we didn't. I straight up filleted it, and I just threw it on.
I asked him about that, too.
did you take the white bones out? I'm like,
maybe.
As that. I was eating it.
Nope.
Yeah, well, when I brought it home, it was like the day before we left for up north to go fix the cabin and whatnot, so I still had the pack and shit. I wasn't ready. I know it takes 5 fucking minutes, but I'm not a professional at taking out Y-bones, so I didn't feel like fucking with it.
I've seen several videos on how to fillet pike with like an electric knife, whatever, the carver knife or whatever, or electric fillet knife,
mm-hmm.
and you get like 5 pieces of meat off of it, and it's just weird strips of meat. It's not like a whole fillet.
So you take like 2 across the top, then like the tail section, and then there's a section... the Y bones by the ribs or something.
Right.
My thing was, it's been so long since I've eaten a pike.
Yeah, I don't catch enough pike to.
I didn't even know if it tasted good enough to even really put forth that much effort. So I thought it was pretty good. Did you even try it?
I didn't.
I didn't think so. I think I ended up eating the whole fillet my damn self. We had two whole fish. I'm sorry, it was 2 fillets that I couldn't end up cooking up, but I had another whole fish in there that I never even
messed with it.
Well, I kind of forgot about it till the day we were leaving.
Gotcha.
Which kind of sucked. So he ended up being bear bait, unfortunately. But
bears got to eat, too.
Right. So anyway, we're out there, and Eddie gives me these 2 fish. After that, it was pretty slow going. But I was doing the spinning bait for a minute, and I just...
didn't care for it.
Cass, you want to try this? But you give me my worm back. So I ended up catching a couple bass and some other bullshit. Nothing really to write home about. But,
right.
A lot of them, they were falling right up to the boat, man. And it's different. When they hit it at the surface, it's not like a bass.
Right.
Like when I was with Freddie, whenever they'd come up and hit those topwaters, it was like you could hear them sucking the water almost. Right. I can't even explain that sound. It was just when they hit it, you could hear it. This was like just a straight up, I'm trying to kill you splash.
From what I've seen watching videos of fish, the difference between what a bass does and a pike does is normally a bass will come up from underneath and try to suck it in with its mouth. A pike will just run full
force. I was going to say, because when they brought up the boat, he was like right up at the surface. Like you could see the swirl coming. He just,
right. Yep.
He hit it hard as shit. So he sent me that picture. That's a, he said 48 inches or more.
Jesus.
That picture was taken this last Saturday. I'm not going to say exactly where, but it was the same stretch of river we were fishing south of the, I keep wanting to say north of the dam, like meaning above, but right. It's really south of the dam.
Since we talked last, my grandpa's been doing a lot of good catfishing. He caught like an 8 or 10 pound channel cat that had a giant snapping turtle bite out of its tail.
Hmm.
Like the tail section on the fish, if the fish was, you know, yay long, it had a bite like this in it. Like the fish, you could see like its
guts. What is this? Explain it. It like two inches? 1 inch?
Yeah, like maybe a 3 inch cut into the fish, like a 2 inch on the back side of the bite. Like it's definitely a snapping turtle bite. The fish was dead swimming. It just didn't know it. Because there's no way that fish is going to live from that injury. Like unless it got hit by like a prop or something, which I would expect the rest of the fish to be messed up. This was a clean, smooth triangle bite out of like right behind whatever the
triangle meaning turtle because of the beak.
Right, the beak ish thing. Right behind where those last two fins are on the bottom.
Okay.
And it like you could see guts and stuff floating around in there, and this fish hit, I think he said it hit a shiner or something. Or whatever.
Huh.
Fish was eaten. Fish felt fine. Just didn't know it was about to die.
Nice.
My grandpa kept it and ate it. And then he also caught, if it wasn't 35 pounds, it was 40. It was a big, big flathead. I saw a video of that, and he got it back to his pier right there in the St. Joe River. He camps out in the summertime. I don't know if I've told you guys that. My grandpa in the summer.
Camps out in front of his house?
Lives up in Berrien Springs or Eau Claire-ish area. Right on the river in a very obscure campground. Like I think it's him and one or two other trailers down there.
There's not much there.
And to get down it, it's like driving down a mountain next to the river. It's pretty awesome. So he just lives there during the week, and he goes back on the weekends to get money from my grandma and wash his clothes. Basically, she gives him an allowance every week, and
he spends it on
whatever.
Yeah.
Bait, necessities.
Bait, booze.
No, he doesn't drink. My grandpa drinks a little bit, but like not even enough to make a difference.
Oh, pee break?
I have pee.
Pee break for Coop.
We need a urinal in here. He could have just took the microphone over there and stood there and talked to us while he was peeing.
Pull a Bob.
I saw a video of my grandpa holding the fish. It was freaking huge. And then just let it go right off the pier where he camps. And you could see it, like, he put it in right up by the shore, and it immediately turned around and just slowly swam back to the deep water.
Did he eat it?
No. Why? My grandpa does not keep big catfish.
Why?
Big catfish are the reason we have little catfish. The bigger the fish, the more eggs they lay, the more prolific the population.
So here's my thing with catch and release. Like, I don't shoot a deer with a dart gun and walk up to him and be like, look what I got.
Right.
And then let it go. I'm out there to eat. But I get it. I get and the that's whole conservation. Different. I know. I totally understand. I just, you know, for me personally, it just doesn't make any sense.
I don't know the numbers on. I know the bigger the fish, the more eggs they have. The more eggs they have, the better chance the population of fish is going to be better. So you keep the little fish to eat because normally the little fish taste better, or the smaller fish. And then you let the trophy fish, you let them go to keep procreating.
It makes sense.
That's not that way with deer.
No.
That's how Adam deer hunts.
Right.
I'm just, like I said, because I'm a fat fuck.
Shoot everything I can.
I am out there to eat.
Normally small deer, tender.
Yeah, that's right. And
delicious.
Right.
Like my bear.
Right. Like when the deer walks out, especially a doe, and you're not concentrating on them beautiful antlers, which you're not supposed to be anyway.
Right, right.
But it's like a doe walks out, I'm like, ooh, backstrap. And then tenderloin. Look at that shoulder.
Then the gun just goes
shake
off.
Right. And then the next thing I know, the gun went off.
Yeah.
There's a loud noise. And then looking around.
Are you guys doing any early season
and
hunting?
And Pops is like, we don't shoot those out here. What are you doing?
God damn it, Bert.
That's a good impression.
It really is. Are you guys doing any early season hunting? I know they're offering Scouting? A shotgun season. No, they're offering a...
There's an early doe, I think.
Early doe in September with a shotgun.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
For adults?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They didn't do it last year, too.
They usually do, like, the Liberty Hunt.
Right.
Which is, like, for veterans or whatever, which is cool. But I think they're offering, like, a straight up... Like
I think it's a weekend long or something.
I think the last time... They probably waited because the last time they did this, EHD came through that same season. And that season, they were allowing you that weekend to take up to 5 does a day with a shotgun.
What?
Right.
What?
For a weekend. So you could take, like, I think it was, yeah, it was 10 does. 10 does you could take in a weekend.
Wow.
And then EHD came through that same fucking season. So,
whoops.
Oopsies. I don't think they saw that shit coming. But
right. I thought you could only buy 5 tags.
Not 5 that year. Tags. Not that year. That weekend, you were allowed to just fucking smoke them. If you could afford that many tags.
Right.
Not
right.
$20 a tag.
I mean,
10 tags, that's $200.
You pay for it, but isn't it worth it? I'd pay $200 to get
price,
10 does.
Price per pound?
Small dose.
Which price per pound? Need?
That's the thing.
I
wouldn't know what to do with it.
Tell them how much trash you take out every week, Adam.
Less than a bag, usually. Today was trash day, for example.
Yeah, how'd that go today?
Trash truck stopped by the neighbor's house, that guy's house, and the house next to mine. I never even wheeled my thing out because all I had in my trash bin was a pizza box I pulled out of my front yard a couple days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, your hot sweaties are messing up my landscaping.
Hot sweaties.
Ah, Little Caesars.
Don't you be dissing on my Little Caesars now.
Best thing Little Caesars has going for them. Or
I shouldn't
crazy
say bread. My Little no, Caesars. I'm not really
need
a fan.
You need the spice packets with hot and sweaties.
That doesn't make it better.
It makes it better.
No, it just
it makes it good.
It makes your mind think it's better.
All right,
it actually
explain
is.
Explain this
just
to me because we're a hot and ready household.
Okay, they have little like seasoning packets at Little Caesars,
right?
And they make a hot and sweaty like 12 times better, like instantly by just sprinkling this little spice pack on it.
You do the same thing with
just spice?
Tipping it upside down on the ground. And
I don't know.
Picking up some dirt and rocks with it and then
it really helps.
Putting it back in the box and throwing it right away.
They're not that bad.
They're not that good either.
It's been a while since I've eaten one. So
I like their deep dish a lot better than the regular pizza.
Reminds me, I had a guy tell me a recipe for a wood duck one time. They call them mud ducks, right?
What? Wood ducks are delicious.
Really?
Yeah, they're like the best eating duck there is.
What's the mud duck then?
Probably one of the divers. Those are fish eaters that taste horrible.
Because you are what you eat.
Right.
It might have been a merganser or a...
A what? Merganser. I never heard of that.
A hooded there's a merganser?
There's a hooded merganser that we can shoot. They're really fast diving ducks.
That like, sounds like something somebody would call their penis or something.
Yeah, I mean, they got a hood on them.
You ready for this hooded
there's
merganser?
There's a hood involved.
Yeah.
They're not delicious ducks, no.
No, I don't...
What's the best duck?
I like wood ducks or mallards.
I heard mallards are always good. Yeah.
Right. Mallards are pretty standard, right? Everybody.
Wood ducks
are delicious. How am I thinking of then? It's a particular duck that we shoot a lot of in this area, but you can't eat them. They're not edible, per se.
Coots?
No.
Robins?
No, but I've heard if you go to Indiana and shoot a robin where it's legal, they're delicious.
Right? Is it legal down there?
I don't know.
You don't say.
Don't quote me. No, but you breast out a robin and wrap it in bacon and cook it on the grill.
I've heard.
I haven't tried it myself, and I've never done the act in person. But I've heard it's good. Morning dove is, too.
Morning dove's delicious.
Yeah.
Morning dove is
fucking phenomenal. We used to have a season for about 3 years here, and then that went all to hell.
Do you guys know morning dove is one of the only bird species that mate for life? The recipe was you take the duck, and you skin the whole thing. Or pluck it and then skin it, and you put it on a sheet tray and you pack creek mud all around it.
And you creek
it,
mud?
Creek mud. And then you season it with salt and pepper and you put it in the oven, you bake it at 350 for however the hell long you bake a duck for. And when you're done, you crack the mud and you take the duck out and throw the duck away and then just eat the mud because it's going to taste better than the duck. See?
Obviously they haven't eaten any wood duck before.
I don't know if it was a wood duck. I know it was a duck
been.
That...
So why would
has
wood
a
ducks
bad
are pretty good.
Wood ducks are delicious. They eat a lot of acorns.
I was going to say, what do wood ducks eat?
I like acorns.
Acorns? Oh, really?
Yeah. They nest in trees.
Right.
They roost in trees overnight.
You ever seen a hole in a tree like yay big?
Yeah.
By a water source?
Okay.
Could have been a wood duck nest.
Yeah.
All right. How many are allowed to shoot in Michigan?
You get three. Where are you? You can shoot three.
A right. day?
Yes. You can shoot one hen. I think it's one hen and then... No, they changed it. It's three now. It doesn't matter. Sex on wood ducks.
So just three?
Three.
Is it drake and hen?
Yep, drake and hen. And then...
Sex
on wood ducks. It's part of your... I think you're allowed 8 ducks a day with no more than, I think, 4 mallards, 3 wood ducks... Like a canvas back. Well, I haven't shot any of those.
What the fuck is a canvas
back? And a partridge and a pear tree.
It's like a it's a bigger, it's a pretty good sized duck, but we don't have many around here. It's a migratory duck that
seems like the only ducks I ever see. I'm like, oh, look, there's a mallard.
No, we only right. see most things we have around here are mallards and
I see the ducks. Bittern every now and then.
Yeah. And we have some coots. They come around. We have divers later in the year when the up north freezes, they push down here.
What do the coots look like?
A little black, ugly those are little black bastards. Head, yeah.
What do you have?
You can shoot 10 of them.
Bufflehead too?
Yeah, we have buffleheads. We have Goldeneye.
No, wait a minute. Goldeneye.
It's a little duck. It's a little duck. You're not very big.
And you can clearly see what it is when you shoot at it. Because it's going so fast and it's so small.
They're not big. They are fast, though.
These are all around here.
Oh, yeah.
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 They're shit. Not. A lot it's of those like chuckers. Ducks aren't. Right. Did you get the
never heard of a chucker till you guys shot some.
The updated price?
They're yeah. fast.
I think too. It was the same price as last time.
Pretty sure it was.
Yeah. I don't think they changed the price in the past 5 years.
They just misprinted
price
of what?
It. I'm sorry, I yeah. missed that.
At the preserve where we shoot pheasants, yeah. they sent us a pamphlet.
Rolling Hills.
A week ago or 2 weeks yeah. ago. And then just here this week, I got a little like postcard in the mail that said there was a price correction. And then they corrected the price of the pheasant and chucker hunt or whatever.
No, I didn't get that yet.
Really?
Is it Rolling Hills or Rolling Prairie?
I think Rolling Prairie. Whatever the one up in
I thought it was Rolling Hills Prairie. I don't know.
I don't know. One of Marcellus, because then the other one's in like Galene or whatever on yeah. the 12.
There's only one or two around here, yeah. so it's...
Well, next time you guys go, you should definitely hit me up, because I've never been. I really want to do
it's
it.
Fun.
I really want to go duck hunting, too. Nobody's ever taken me duck hunting.
What is it, like $100 a person or something?
Yeah, for the preserve. But you get 3 birds for $100, and that covers the guy with the dog.
Right.
So.
And we've had really great luck with a guy named Barry.
What's the one yeah. in Galeen? Deer Creek or something?
Deer Creek or something Deer like Creek. That. Yeah, they don't have their prices listed online, so that means I probably can't afford it.
Right. I've done that twice, and then the...
There's one down in Walkerton, too.
Now, like, Hills to that. Like, a lot of those places, if you pay for a certain amount of birds, and...
You're not limited.
Right, so because, you can go out and shoot more.
Yeah, we had
right,
some jackasses right. before us paid for 10 birds, and they got 2.
Right.
My God.
And we lucky ended up day, with, like, 14. Day. Yeah.
Because they
well,
suck.
We paid for 10, and got
14.
First
time we paid for
because they
9,
missed
it,
they just weren't
10.
On them. Right. Like, how does that work?
We missed
3 or 4.
You can't help but get on them. I mean... They let them go in the field and then take you to said field.
Right. So normally the owner of the business.
But with a dog.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they just sucked and couldn't hit him.
Yeah. They probably couldn't shoot or shit.
Dude. That's for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, for shooting birds, you're shooting a moving target and you're trying to lead them. It can be tough.
I know it's not going out back and kicking trees and shit like
some
that.
Some people are right, naturals right. at that shit.
Yeah. But, well, the first one I shot, the first time we went out,
you whiffed.
But it was a
you
lot
whiffed
of fun.
Like 5 fucking times.
No, that was not the first. That was the one that ran across the road.
Yeah. The first one that was out of our group that you peppered at like 12 feet.
Yeah.
And there wasn't anything left of it. Like, you got to let it get out more than 12 feet if you're going to shoot it.
Thing
that goddamn
up.
Close.
Well, okay, so let's tell a story. We just got there.
The guide yells, low bird. No,
the dog's we met our guide, on. And we see a bird. Dog. There was a European hunt going on across the road. And in a European hunt, they set guys in stands all around this ring.
And they flush yes. birds out the middle.
And yes. they let birds go in the middle. Mass and the chaos. Birds fly yep. where they need to go. And everybody in the stand gets to shoot if the bird comes their way. And then you swap stands. You go all the way around the circle. Birds they missed that particular time. One of them had come across the road where we were setting up to hunt in this field. And we saw it run into this little pile of brush or whatever. Or tree line.
Yeah,
and,
it was, yeah,
and then the we told the guide about it. He's like, cool, let's go get it.
Let's go get it right now.
I set the dog in there and it was... What the hell was it for?
The what?
Was it my birthday?
Yeah. No, it was for... Yeah, it was for your birthday.
Yeah, so yeah. I get put on point and I go out there and dump my gun into a bird that I should have hit.
And your brother
dumped
missed
your gun. Yeah.
He dumped it. Like 5 and I'm just sitting there like 20 feet away just laughing my ass off.
So I'm catching hell about this entire thing. Missing that first bird, and this second bird, the first bird that we paid for, jumps up in front of us, and I cut that sumbitch damn near in half.
And then we're like...
As soon as it went 8 feet off the ground, I went, boom!
puff of feathers everywhere. We're like, and the dude, guide you got to let it get out a little bit.
The guide
bit
starts
farther.
Laughing. He goes, that one didn't feel any pain.
See, I would have, I'm guilty. I would have done the exact same thing.
It was,
it's right there. Boom!
See it, shoot it.
It was funny because his dog ran up, was eating pieces of the breast that I had blown off the bird.
Jesus, yeah, it was.
Totally ignoring the bird.
Yeah, that was bad.
Was like, I think my wad went through the breast.
I think it did.
It was.
So we cooked that. It was bad. When we got back to my house, we cooked that one up, and all we got was two legs off of it, and that was it.
Nobody's gonna fucking.
The shotgun wad went through the breast of the.
It's a good feeling, wasn't it? Really good feeling.
Very satisfying, yes.
On that note, could you grab me another beer, pretty please?
I sure can. I'd love to.
Since you is right, needs it. Coon?
I'm still good, yeah. I still got a half.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm glad you guys are drinking the same beer.
I will. We should make note that Ray has, seems like, made the switch to Busch Light lately after the trip up north.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
It is.
Yep.
Really cheap.
Yep.
Not too far off. And it's weird because like once you get accustomed to the taste, it's hard to go back.
It's all good. I bought a case of Bud Light yesterday because it was on sale for like $14. So I'm like, well, I got to buy one.
Tasted like Bud Heavy.
I haven't drank it yet.
No, it doesn't taste heavy or anything. It's just like it's a different
and it's
taste.
It's 5 less calories, so I can drink a this couple is? More. Yes, than Bud Light.
Well, shit.
Bud Light's 100 or 110, and this is 95.
Motherfucker.
Oh, by God.
I think we need an endorsement.
I think this is the right podcast to get a Busch Light endorsement, I'm pretty sure.
Damn right.
I'm going to send it to drinking Busch Light. Well, one of the guys I fish with, he's a lineman, and all he drinks is Busch Light. I mean, he has all the money in the world, but he drinks Busch
Light. Talking about Rod Taylor?
Yeah. You know Rod?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rod's a Busch Light drinking son of a bitch.
Rod's a beer drinking son of a bitch.
But anyhow, so I just bought a new house, and I'm house poor, so I'm like, it's either stop drinking or you need to lower your drinking costs. So Busch Light it is.
Dude, so, it's good beer.
Yeah.
I don't know. People
drink
look down
back
on
in the
it.
Day, back when I was young and poor.
Like, what would be, like, the, like, if you see somebody drinking this beer, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you beer?
Anybody? Milwaukee's best.
Really? The Beast?
The Beast.
Okujo?
Yeah.
Natty Light's not good.
I've had Natty Ice. Is the
I got... pretty drunk.
Now, there's a lot of natties. Everybody there's a lot of natties, right?
Well, there's Joe Natterdays Natty now, Light. Too.
Huh? Joe drinks Natty yeah. Light? Oh, boy.
Natty Light's not... To me, Natty Light's like a Busch Light. Sort of.
He's a pro, too. He has 3 30 packs in his fridge, and he has 4 on deck.
He's got 4 30 packs on deck.
You got to drink that much to get a buzz off of it. It's like
and
fucking
he's still
water.
Just... Yeah.
Matter of fact,
every
he was,
day, every other day, he'll grab another 30 pack,
Joe,
put it on the floor...
You got to tell a story. Joe was actually supposed to be on tonight, but he's like he got a little gun shy.
Got too drunk.
I don't know. He maybe. Did have a lot of shit going on. I mean, his daughter just moved back home for a spell, split up with her man or whatever. So he's dealing with that shit. And then he's got a couple truckloads of wood that he just got in. And he has to cut and split and all that. He's like, man, I got a lot of work to do, but he's like, maybe not this time, but next time. But I asked him, I'm like, hey, you want to? What are you doing Thursday? You want to do this podcast with us? And he was like, Ray, I don't think I know what that is.
That's the kind of guy I want to have on the podcast.
But a lot of people freak out, like, you know, because you say you want to come on the podcast. Ray Ott being one of them, the pipe guy.
Right.
Freaking out. I think he thinks it's like a live video type deal. Like, he's another coon. He can just come down, sit down, and just talk fishing. Right. I mean, he knows his shit.
Which, ironically, is what Coon's doing here tonight. It's kind of like a Hail Mary pass last night.
You text me at, like, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing tomorrow? Like, 6 o'clock. I'm like, I don't know. I think you needed help with your... Because you were bitching about your landscaping job you had to take care
right,
of.
Right,
I figured you needed, you know, an extra set of hands because you're bump shoulders.
Like, I don't know. I might be busy.
I'm like, not much. I was just going to peel wallpaper off of my, you know, living room.
Yeah, which is so much fun.
Let me get a shave and a haircut and I'll be right there.
Yeah, because that all happened. I mean, I'm a little scruffy right now.
No, he waited like 10 minutes to get back to me and I'm like, oh, that's cool. He had to ask permission. I get it.
Oh, no, I pretty much told her that I'm coming.
Pretty much.
Put that foot down.
I'm like, hey, so Adam needs somebody for the podcast tomorrow.
Do you care if I...
Right.
Wasn't
would it be
like,
okay?
We'll help Adam out for
you know
a
what happened
bit.
To Kunta Kinte when he put his foot down, right?
This just took another weird twist.
But we're glad you're here, man.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Not Roots. Buffalo Joe.
Yeah.
Buffalo Joe is nervous about coming on, but we'll get him on. eventually. But the thing is, I had you in mind anyway. Like we talked about Buffalo Joe coming on last week. I'm like, Buffalo Joe says no, we're asking Coon.
Yeah.
We missed you, Coon. Yeah. You always got good stuff. You come on here, you talk about fishing, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. I haven't been fishing much, though. This new house has been kicking my ass, so I have 10 acres now, so I can get deer hunting my backyard again, but
that's always a plus.
Have you walked around your property yet?
No, you can. You deer hunting in my old backyard.
Walk out there opening day, raise up in a tree stand.
What's your old backyard? Why can't I hunt your new backyard? Keep on hunting my old backyard. That ain't going to bother me. So, I met one of my neighbors. They have 8 acres. And he's an ER doctor.
Oh, wow.
And wow.
I have, like, the smallest house in this group of houses. I got this feeling.
Right.
So, I'm apparently the poor guy in the neighborhood.
Which is they feel weird bad for you. Like, hey, we might as well. He needs food, honey. Let him hunt back here.
No, they probably don't deer hunt. They're like,
I don't think any of them deer hunt, honestly. I got that feeling. So, I might have to... A little bit of sneaking around in the backyard, get to feel out the neighbors a little bit, but...
Oh, so you haven't asked them yet.
I was going to say,
I was wondering if they're going to be like, he's poor, he needs food.
He's poor.
Honey, let him hunt out here.
Yeah.
You just got to go in some raggedy old clothes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I need to provide food for
my family.
With
the same look you got right now, that it's scruffy ass, no haircut right heaven.
It's weird.
It's you're going
to roll up the driveway with a deer and... ER doctor's gonna come run out there, clear, trying to save it and shit. Like, what are you doing?
No, just hit the tenderloin.
Why are you shocking my deer?
Get away from my deer, goddammit.
Adam, you looked offended when I said I needed a haircut.
I just don't know what a haircut is anymore.
I mean, you got some beautiful locks, flowing locks there going, going
luscious
on.
Luscious locks it is.
Luscious
your mustache isn't drooping this time. That's a plus, dude.
Shouldn't be.
Adam Flynn. Arrow Flynn looking ass.
Damn her, boys. We should take a picture sometime.
Of what? Your head?
No. We used to take a snapshot every podcast we did.
I try. But okay. You know what? Turns out we get drunk and forget. By the end of every podcast, there's no...
Herbert and Derbert and Der.
We had 58 minutes.
Porky Bird.
But no. I always forget. So, actually, do it right now. Keep talking. I'm going to take one of Coon.
Big news about Coon, actually. Damn. Pop a Coon here pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no more cock and balls in the background either, thanks to Ray.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Fact. Expect my first child in February, so that's exciting.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we found out 2 weeks after we put the offer in this new house.
I'm going to have another one just to celebrate.
It's been a whirlwind of a summer for me.
Right. A lot of very important things, because you bought a not cheap house.
No. And I found out, like, she videotaped, you know, her telling me, apparently, and I haven't watched it, but I remember distinctly saying, oh, really shit.
Oh. Like, what was it planned, or like, no?
Nah, we weren't trying, we weren't not trying.
Right, I mean, so, it wasn't not planned, but it wasn't necessary.
Just riding bareback for a while, see where it goes.
So we wanted to have kids, but, you know, we figured... down the road, maybe just a little bit more.
Well, now you've got a house you can have kids in.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You want to come over and peel wallpaper?
No, they got a big-ass basement they can live in.
I know.
That's what I did with my childhood.
Frame out a cage.
But fine. You had a walk-out basement. There's no egress on.
I lived underground. I didn't have a window in my room.
You turned out all right.
That explains
sure, I did. Sure, I did. Excellent night vision, fellas. Excellent.
Creature with the lotion on.
I don't need night sights on my pistol. Keep that in mind.
So, moving on from that weirdness, congratulations on your child.
Yeah. They were actually the first ones.
What are you hoping for, boy or girl?
I want a boy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
Everybody does.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't want a boy?
Every man wants a boy, because if you don't have at least one boy child, your last name dies.
Yeah, it dies.
Ray?
And then...
Ray? Which is easier, boys or girls? I'm going to vote girl. Or boys, I'm sorry. Boys are easier all day long.
Boys right. For sure.
Boys for sure.
Hands down.
Yeah. I love my daughter. You love your daughter.
I do.
But holy shit. That's a different world, man.
They talk weird. Attitudes.
But I mean, like when Ethan started dating, like, all right. My boy.
Yeah. Right.
Like I taught him well, he's gonna do just fine. Chloe started dating, I get angry.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I had that same reaction to Tiffany's sister, Billy.
Whoa.
What? No. What? So we came home last week. We went to dinner out at the Wheatberry in Buchanan, which is an excellent restaurant, fine establishment, good American barbecue. That's how I keep my mustache straight.
American barbecue. I like how you describe that.
And we come home, and Tiffany's FaceTiming her sister Billy, her little sister Billy, and she's like, "Oh yeah, this just happened." I'm like, "What? What just happened? What?"
Yeah. Who?
And turns out she went to a movie with her new boyfriend.
How old is she?
Oh, 18.
So like high school, right?
Yeah, high schoolish.
No, she graduated, didn't she?
So she has to be 18 then.
Didn't they have her party at Richard's house? Or was that, no, that was Don's kid.
That was Don's kid.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
So over at Dick's house there.
Yeah. Anyways, so she's like, "Yeah, I went on this date with this guy, and he actually held the door open for me." And I was like, "Get away from him now!" I shoved Tiffany off to the side, grabbed the phone. I'm like, "You are not dating him anymore." It just made me mad. I'm like, "No, there's no guy that's going to date you that I'm going to be okay with. It's not going to happen. Sorry." She's not even my real sister.
What's going to happen when Mrs. Mustachio squirts out a little girl?
I'm going to raise that girl to hunt and fish and
hopefully she don't grow a mustache.
No, she'll have little bitty feet so she can stand real close to the stove in the dishwasher.
Jesus Christ.
She doesn't, I'll wrap them feet up and make them small. Just kidding.
You might want to
know. Nah, leave it in. Leave it in. Yeah,
I think it's not as bad as the training for the Olympics. So.
Really? I thought that was a good technique.
That was so bad. Anyway.
All right.
No, but like, it's weird. It's,
so
it's
if I have a daughter
different.
And my daughter ever decides to come home with a boyfriend, it's not going to be good for the boyfriend.
See, like Chloe, Estella brought home a boyfriend yet? Like
no,
introduced you?
No, I can be. I'm passive aggressive as a motherfucker. So
she hasn't?
No.
Easy to do. That was aggressive.
I've had it happen once.
That was aggressive.
His name, I'm not going to say his name, but
Johnny.
Anyway, so she brought the dude over. I didn't really care for him.
Right.
I mean, I was a teenage boy. What do teenage boys have on their brain?
Yeah.
100% of the time.
Hunting and fishing.
Wrong.
Right.
So, I knew it was going through that little bastard's head.
Yep.
And that's probably why you prefer boys. Because you know what they're thinking. You know what they're going through.
Right.
Isn't it weird, though? Like, you'll encourage your son and be like, yeah, go get it.
Like, we still have.
But I don't.
You figured your wife out yet? I haven't.
No, fuck no.
I've been married to mine for 20 years.
That's
over 20
funny.
Years.
I figured your wife out in a couple
figured it
years.
Out yet.
That was cool.
Right. The problem is, chicks are just different, man.
Oh, they're
just
different.
Fucking different. I mean, I'm not trying to be stereotypical or anything. I know there's absolutely some exceptions. But as far as, like, raising daughters, it's... To me, it seems a lot tougher than raising a son.
Well, because you don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you were raised as a boy, right? Or you identified as a boy while you were being raised.
I'm
getting all PC on us.
Right. Here.
It's a very politically correct show. If you didn't know.
Is it? Is it now?
We try. But no, man, it's
you're in watchdog mode the whole time.
Exactly.
So to follow up on the story, like a week after I heard they went on their date, Tiffany's telling me about this guy commenting on Facebook, like calling this girl baby. Oh, what's up, baby? How you doing, baby? Like, this is not the type
really?
Of dude. Yeah.
No.
He's throwing around, like in a public forum, calling her his baby. I'm not okay with that. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like the kid to begin with.
In a public forum calling her baby?
Yeah.
Like
on public Facebook. Just be like, oh, so, it's okay, baby. Whatever, baby.
I love you, baby.
I don't know. If he, you know.
This song reminded me of you and me, baby.
Well, something like that, but not the
Come
I love
on.
You.
Is that good or bad, though?
It's bad.
Well, not everybody knows. Like, he's putting it out there.
At least he doesn't seem like a jackass.
That you're my baby.
He seems like a jackass to me.
Just wait. You're going to force
he seems a little soft.
Her to break up with him because of how you feel about
I
him.
I cannot
and then
force
she's
her
like,
to do anything. Bae.
Then she's going to get a dude that calls her bae.
then you're gonna go call on the guy who called her baby. Hey, you need to hit her back up again,
right.
Man.
No,
this dude is trouble.
Like, dude, let's ride,
dude.
Let's go.
But that's where it guns, is, though, because that's the struggle. Because you got the guys that are like I was when I was. Young,
I call Tiffany Bay.
That wouldn't.
No, you don't. Shut
do.
The fuck
she
up.
She hates it.
You call her.
I call her Bay.
But you do it on purpose, just to be an
right.
asshole.
Clearly,
right. But what I'm saying is, like a guy like that. Isn't the type to break her heart.
He's the type of guy that
at least I wouldn't strike
when I was that age, just trying to charm the pants off of her. And once he charms the pants off of her, he moves on to the next girl.
Right, but he does he really strike you as that type of dude?
He might be.
I don't know the guy. I have no idea. I know what I've heard.
If he's calling her baby at a public forum, I don't see that being that kind of guy.
I do.
If he called her babe. Babe and baby are two different things.
Not to me.
Really?
Yeah. Baby is a lot more...
Baby is pretty soft.
And that's not... No. That's not, I don't like it.
Hey, baby.
Right. See? Was that soft?
Like, hey, babe. Or, hey, baby.
What's up?
Maybe. Hey, baby. I just heard this song today, and it reminded me of us. I'm going to post it on Facebook. I'm going to post it. I'm going to tag you.
No.
I'm gonna tag your mom and your dad.
If that was hashtags in there,
right? I'm gonna tag Adam because I know he likes the song.
No, I probably do.
It's Edwin McCain.
I mean, I'll be as a contemporary classic.
What were you listening to? What's playing in your truck when you rolled up?
Hip hop.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I told you I listened to it, Bert. That's how I knew what it was.
I thought you were joking.
No.
Okay. Name me some hip-hop artists, please.
Don't make me do this.
Please do. I'm going to look them up when we leave here.
You're not going to. You're going to make fun of me while I do it.
Bubba something, right?
Hey, look, I got a pen and paper. I'm going to write them down.
Bubba Sparks was one of the originally country rappers.
Yeah. You're making me have to take a shit.
Butthole starting to twinge a little bit when I get this hot.
Give me a name, Adam.
Ryan Upchurch. Demon Jones. Adam Calhoun.
I've heard all those.
Ryan Upchurch.
Adam Calhoun's stuff's pretty
good. Upchurch to Redneck.
Yeah.
And who else? What was the second
one? Adam Calhoun.
Adam
Calhoun.
Adam.
Big Smo.
Why do you know Adam? You listen to it too?
Big Smo.
See? All right.
What?
Huh?
What's the other one? Colt Ford? Throw that out there too?
No, Colt Ford, you can't include.
You got to write down Big Smo.
Big Smo. How do you, SMO. Do you smell SMO? I was going to say, I know you don't smell like you're supposed to.
The Lax?
I don't know that one.
Charlie Farley?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I listen to it, okay?
Little Skittles.
No, he's in prison.
You're going to be surprised because some of the shit you're going to like.
Yeah,
that's what's going to suck.
It's going to scare you.
That's how I got trapped into it.
Whatever the fuck Mr. Pickle Patch guy I was listening to, I didn't like.
It's probably not the same thing.
That was like some hardcore put your dick in my face rap.
Sure was. Surely was.
That's why he keeps going down there to fish.
Right. Pocket full of 20s.
First new best friend?
Yeah.
Like Steve?
Oh. Can we explain Steve?
I think
I heard the story before we hit record, and I thought this was very entertaining.
No, we don't need
please,
to
can we please
so
talk
guy
about
Steve?
The
who bought my house is Steve.
I'm going to get a beer for this.
Yeah, you
got please.
Me. Give me one, too.
Please, sir.
Yeah, might as well.
Two down the way.
So Adam helped me move.
Thanks, sir.
And I had a 24-foot fiberglass extension letter that I got from work that I didn't need anymore.
Whoa, look, whiskey.
I'm out of room in my new house because I went from pole buildings and garages to a two-car garage. It sucks. But anyhow, so I'm like, Adam, you want this letter? He goes, yeah, I can use it. I go, got a slight crack in it. He goes, it's better than what I got. I'm like, cool, it's yours. Pick it up in the morning. Steve's coming in the afternoon to take possession of the house. Okay. Adam did not do that. Adam waited till like 3 o'clock to pick up the ladder. And Steve was there. Steve thought I was Adam, apparently, even though we look nothing alike.
Now, how do you know that 3 o'clock in the afternoon is not my morning?
I don't.
Well, thank you.
I don't.
Anyway.
It is now.
Just trying to defend myself. No, I messed up. I went to pick up the ladder too late. Steve was there.
We're going to get into why you were late, because I'm sure there's a story behind that. There's got to be. Look at that whiskey. Look at that whiskey over there.
He doesn't remember.
I mean, you were helping move till like 10 o'clock that night.
Right. And we drank quite a bit.
We'll come back to that. Anyway.
Yeah. So anyhow, so Adam rolls in to get his ladder. And there's this guy who owns my house now, my old house, that Ray hunts in the backyard. he's there.
Thanks, Steve.
Adam's like, oh, hey, how's it going? He's like, hey. You want a beer? So Adam gets sucked into drinking a beer with his new best friend, Steve.
It's not my best friend.
Who helps him load the ladder.
Right.
Fast forward to about, what, 3 days ago? No, last Friday. You text me. He's like, hey, I got your mail. I'm like, why do you have my old mail? He's like, well, Steve showed up at my house. Mind you, nobody told Steve where Adam lives.
Here's the fun part. when Steve first saw me, when I answered the door, all the other stuff in between that aside, he called me. He said, "Hey, what's up, Mustachio?" Yeah.
Now, can we talk about him paying for the house in cash?
Yeah. So, back up. I put an offer in a house on like a Sunday. A Monday, it got accepted. My house was not for sale yet. Our purchase agreement was based contingent on me selling my house. They slapped a for sale sign in front of my house on Tuesday. It went online Tuesday at like noon. Wednesday afternoon, I had an offer. I'm like, holy shit.
Sold.
So I waited 24 hours. Thursday, I accepted it. Cool. Done.
Why'd you wait 24 hours?
Just in case it was a better offer.
All right,
because it was like $3,000 off my asking price, which is the number he gave me is what I wanted for the house. So I bumped it up $3,000 for when we listed it, just to see if I could squeak.
Also, he hit it right on the.
He hit it right on what I wanted for it. So we waited. He accepted it. Like, cool, we're gonna move.
So he knew you too.
Apparently,
stalking you. Guys does some weird research.
He's a strange man. So anyhow, I can feel a little more about Steve. So. My realtor go, we're trying to figure out when closing date, take possession of both houses, because I'm going to do it all at the same time, and I'm going to need some time to move all my shit out to the new house. I got early access to my house. We're closing on Monday. I got early access to the garage on Saturday and Sunday, so I move all my outbuilding shit in there. Steve goes, well, I'd like to move some stuff up this weekend. Let me know when you're out. I'm like, oh, the garage is empty for you. I text him on Saturday afternoon and say, hey, the garage is open. It's ready for you. Bring stuff up. We're good to go. The barn's 95% done. I got a couple little things to move, whatever. Right. No response. Luckily, Steve had an iPhone, which I hate iPhones. I used my work phone because I didn't want the fucker having my personal phone number. Anyhow, I saw he read it, but he never responded. I'm like, okay. Closing was Monday. We go through the closing process. I sign all my paperwork. Steve's late. I'm getting a little nervous. Then he finally shows up. He's like, oh, my realtor goes, oh, you're here for the closing? He goes, well, we'll see about that. I'm like, what? Steve goes, well, it depends on when I get possession of the house. Because this weekend is too late. And I'm like, we had talked on the phone, Steve. Well, you said you were to call me. I sent you a text and you read it. Well, I don't know how this thing works. Okay. So I had to agree to being out of my house by Thursday. This is Monday night, and I had, so I pretty much called in every favor to anybody I've ever known. I'm like, hey, what you doing this week? Right. It's only 95 degrees, and 3/4 of you guys work outside, so come over to my house and help me move shit.
After you get off your hot and sweaty job.
Yeah. Right. So a whole bunch of guys showed up and helped me move a whole bunch of stuff, Adam included. Got it done.
Such a sweetheart.
I talked to the boss. He said it was okay.
So we got all my stuff moved, and I told Steve I'll be out Thursday. He's like, Thursday afternoon's fine. You want to come on over, give me the keys, show me the property lines, blah, 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 blah. Tell me anything about the house I need to know. Like, fine. So then that's when Adam showed up at 3 o'clock. I told Steve I'd meet him about 4:35.
Oh, yeah.
And became your friend.
Not my best friend.
Yes. So Steve paid cash for my house.
Which was pretty expensive.
It was like 100. I listed
north of $100,000.
Yeah. Which, I don't know about you guys, but I don't walk around with $100,000 cashier check and just go, here you go.
Well, you're living your life wrong then.
Apparently. So, Steve ended up getting my house and paid cash for it. So, he has no mortgage, no nothing, none of that fun stuff.
Bought and paid for it.
Bought and paid for it. He owns it. So, and
congratulations, Steve.
Good job, Steve. And so then Steve shows up at Adam's house. Unbeknownst how he figured out where Adam lives.
So it's funny.
Now, mind you, Adam is like the last person you just want to go knocking on his fucking door because he's a little crazy if you haven't figured it out from the podcast. You
know, no, I'm not crazy. I'm reasonable. As long as you're reasonable, we'll get
Adam was getting shit faced at 1:30 in the afternoon when somebody knocked on his door and he answered it with a Glock.
So,
yeah, it was 10 millimeter
on my shoulder.
Eight dogs.
Here's the deal. I wasn't working at the time because I had fell and hurt my shoulder. And, so I'm sitting at home, and you get bored at the house after a while. You can't use
right after arm. About 9 in the morning, you might as well start drinking.
No, I hurt. I told you, I always wait normally until at least noon.
And, normally.
Normally.
Judge me. Mr. Craftsman Pole Saw.
Hey! It wasn't
Shots
my money.
Fired.
It wasn't my money.
Stay on task.
So at my house, And first of all, I'm not sure how I found my house, because his explanation for knowing where I lived is I saw the sign. I don't have a sign in my front yard. I have a mailbox that has my last name on it.
How do you know your last name?
I don't know. How do you know he called me Mustachio?
Richard.
Ugh.
Dick.
He had been talking a lot to Richard. That's the only explanation I have for it.
Who's Dick?
Jason's old neighbor. Old man Richard.
Thanks, Dick.
So, 1:30 in the afternoon, there's a knock at my front door. Anybody that comes to my house after the first time knows that you go through the garage door. I have an attached garage. You go through the door to the garage.
And every door in his house is always fucking locked. Always. He doesn't matter if he
not because he's paranoid.
No, he's not paranoid at all. Everything's always fucking locked.
No, I'm just safe. It's a difference.
I'm a normal person.
Yeah, I mean, I've got four dogs, little dogs that bark a lot.
I would say, don't say four dogs. Like you got some, like, attack dogs.
No, they're little. Okay, I got three miniature schnauzers.
I got four fucking meat-eating son of a bitches.
Actually, they're pretty vicious. They want to be.
They'll eat the fuck out of your feet.
They're not like Hank that hate people just for no reason, Bert. But my dogs
I got a story
aggressive.
I'm going to tell you off mic about that dog.
Fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough. So my dogs are going apeshit. This guy's, it sounds like somebody cop knocking on my front door, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been drinking. And when I'm at home, in case anybody ever wants to stop in and see me, I've always got my pistol with me. Not a big deal. I'm not threatening anybody with it. I don't go
hidden
out of my
right
way
behind that mustache.
To me. Well, sometimes I give it to my little white dog, Princess, and she carries it for me. She's a very good shot.
Oh.
Anyways, she's a killer. You don't even know. They killed a vole in the backyard last week.
What did you fucking do, a blind rodent?
It was awesome.
The blind.
It was awesome. Anyways, so I sneak out.
Good girl.
I got to go through my kitchen to get to my garage, and I shut my kitchen door into the garage, and the guy's still beating on the front door. This was after I looked out the peep sight, and my wife had put up like a weird heart thingy that blows in the wind that, when you look out the peephole at the right time, all you can see is the package information for where it came from.
Like China?
Yeah. So I look out the window and I'm like, oh, product of China, this and that. And I'm thinking somebody's holding up a box in front of my peep sight.
That doesn't seem safe at all.
I love that he calls his peephole peep sight.
No, that's the sight out
like
the
on
front
a bow?
Door. Yeah, just like on a bow.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's on a door. Anyways. So I open up the garage door, not knowing, like, in the front door's off to my left, I have a front porch, and I'm holding my pistol in one hand, I open the door with the other hand, I poke my head out, and here's freaking Steve holding a Walmart bag full of Jason's mail, and goes, hey, Mustachio, what's up? I tucked the pistol behind my back and set it down.
Do I know you?
Yeah, well, no, I knew him.
You drank beer with him.
It just concerned me why he was at my house. That's not good. Enough to keep the pistol in my hand.
That's a concerning reason. I mean,
but enough that when he walked up, I wasn't like,
I thought I seen you down at the pickle patch. I just thought that.
No. He came from Indiana. He
came from Plymouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a reason he moved up to Michigan.
For the pickle patch.
What's Steve's last name?
I have to look at the paperwork. I don't remember.
I don't think we need to say it on air.
No, he actually is a really nice guy. From what I know about him, he's weird, but
he's weird.
Hell, I'm weird too. So
is he an older guy, younger guy?
Yeah, he's probably an
older guy,
mid fifties.
He's, I mean, like we're all a little weird, but yeah. I don't think I would do some shit like that.
No, what he told me was,
he has
my
phone number. Why can't he just?
And this
call
is what he said
to me.
Right
on that.
I was gonna
point.
Say, like, he was obviously texting you about the house.
Yeah.
So why can't he be like, hey, bro.
And so what he said to me was, I've got Jason's number and I could have called him, but I decided to stop down here instead.
So apparently Steve doesn't like me.
Thought maybe
no,
you could give his mail
no.
to him.
He's seen Adam down at the pickle patch.
I don't go to the pickle patch, Bert. I don't know if you know that.
You would have seen him down there because
right.
you're down there.
Ooh,
all the
away.
Fucking time.
I'd have a lot more money, Bert. Come on.
Or a lot less money, depending on which way you're going.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Dodge fucking Dakota. I thought he was the vacuum.
As far as I know, he is. You tell me.
Dude, it's so weird. That whole situation is weird. You ever fish the pickle patch, Coon?
So, no. Do you know what we're talking about?
Not a clue. I'm a little lost.
Fill him in on the pickle patch.
The boat launch north of the Niles Dam.
Yep.
There we go. I got to turn Adam's mic up.
Whatever. Since I was
there's
like
some weird
18.
Shit that goes on up there.
Yeah, since I was 18,
really?
I've seen the same guy down there.
Upriver of the dam.
He used to drive like a Dodge Intrepid or something.
Can I pause you for just a second? Yep. Like, I'm from Buchanan, right?
Okay.
Shit didn't happen like that in Buchanan. You didn't like go to a, you didn't go to a fishing spot and like be at risk of like taking a piss and some dude putting your fucking dick in his mouth, like jumping out of the bushes.
What?
That shit didn't happen.
You got to pay extra for that.
There's always been weird. So we've duck hunted that stretch up above before, and you find weird things at the boat launch, like condoms and condom wrappers and weird little shooters of Aero brand whatever, and yeah.
Peppermint schnapps.
Might have been some schnapps involved, but.
We've drank peppermint schnapps before.
No, I'm not. This is not peppermint schnapps.
I've never.
But that's it. But
I've never.
I've actually found those shooters down there before, is why I say that.
And that's why I came with them next time.
I came with a whole bundle.
Took him out of my pocket and shook him, and he showed up.
Continue explaining the pickle patch.
So, it's what happens is, there's the same guy that goes down there all the time. When you go down there to put your boat in, this guy, and I don't know where he lives, how he knows, but he inevitably shows up and will just stare at you awkwardly.
No, and play hiccup.
Well, now he does. He didn't used to. It used to just
he pulls up in a real awkward, beat-up Dodge Dakota.
Yeah, it used to be a Dodge Intrepid back in the day. He would pull up and he would just park. Yep.
He's a Dodge guy. He's a Dodge guy.
Lets you know immediately about his personality. Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
So he like he pulls up and he watches you, and then when you get close,
it's a Ram fucker.
Yeah, it is.
Owned by Fiat, not Dodge. Right. But that motherfucker starts cranking that shit up, and it's like obnoxiously loud.
You know what it is. He doesn't want other people to hear your conversation.
Or your screams.
Or him jacking off to you fucking landing your boat. One of the
Bert likes to call it the song of the siren.
That's what it is.
Do you hear that beat?
Hear that siren?
Right. Boat this yourself. I got to go talk to this dude. Yeah. He's got some good fishing tips for me we'd have to walk in the woods and talk about. So and what happens is...
That's not fishing tips.
Depends on what side of the rod you're on. What happens is, if you happen to wander off in the woods going upstream, sometimes he'll follow you. From what I understand, I've never
done
it.
Sounds like all the time he'll follow you.
Basically. And I don't want to, I don't know the guy. I don't need to know the guy. This is what happens. Apparently, he does some jobs for people that got shipped overseas a while ago.
Fellatio. Handies.
Polite word for it. I don't know if the difference is money or what, but if it were me, one would cost
more than
another.
You think
he
even charges? Maybe it's free.
No, a couple shooters.
I mean, he's not paying for a truck payment. That's for damn sure.
No, he's not.
Got that 98 Dakota.
He also doesn't discriminate, what I understand.
Oh, really?
It could be you or me and go up there and get the same treatment.
What's the difference between you and me?
You're bigger than me. Well, not like fat, but...
A little uglier.
I was saying, what the fuck is that supposed to mean, motherfucker?
I've got long hair and you have a beard, Bert. Where do I need to draw the line here? Tell me.
I thought you were like, he doesn't discriminate, like... Never mind.
No, we've established you're... That's why Vic... Never mind.
Whoa!
Yep. Michael Vick used to play in the NFL.
Yeah. Victor.
They got arrested for dogfighting.
Sure did.
Not cockfighting.
Chill.
All right. On that note, we've been going for plenty long enough. Anybody got anything else?
Yes. We need to mention the one
guy. Oh, my God. Yes.
Got a hold of us
half
this week.
Half shit's going to get cut out, so.
Shit. We forgot. Yes. Adam, you want to read his thing? Because you're
I
much.
I sure will.
You can read and I can't.
I'll actually read his message. His thing I won't mess with.
Do you need me to show it to you again?
So this dude reached out to us. We highly appreciate it.
Let me use Jason's.
What the fuck's wrong with my phone?
There's nothing.
It's an iPhone.
The screen's fucked up, but your phone's fine.
Well, there you go. I zoomed in on it for you, too. Thank you. Don't touch it.
There you go. So this is a guy, and we, by the way, we do this for a reason. We always encourage people to reach out to us because this is we want to hear from people that actually
shit like
to
this
the
is
show.
Perfect.
Yeah, and this is actually makes us feel. I got goosebumps when I read this. It's from Timothy Gondick. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It says, "Hey guys, I've been following your podcast for the past couple of months, and I just got to say I love it. Everything you guys discuss and bring about is lively and just freaking awesome. Love the drinking beer and talking smart episodes, especially, hopefully more of those in the future. I'm from Central Michigan, born and bred. hunted and fished around there all my life, so it's great to hear you guys talking about the home state. But I'm currently living in Southern California, stationed at Camp Pendleton, serving in the United States Marine Corps. Anyways, thank you for all you guys do. Can't wait to hear the next podcast. Keep on rocking. So, Timothy, here you go.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Thank you for your service. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Yeah. We're glad you can listen to us and find some sort of respite from whatever they have you doing there, because being a Marine is not easy.
We can do this because of you.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, we have the
freedom. You guys are awesome.
To talk all this weird shit about the pickle patch because you're out there keeping our country safe and letting people do that kind of stuff.
Thank you so much.
We did the crawfish.
Yeah, we tend to get a lot more hate mail.
Right. Well,
than anything else. So.
A lot of people seem to feel a particular way about the way that we feel about some particular things, and that's fine. Everybody's allowed their own opinion, so it's great when somebody that actually appreciates us reaches out to us and lets us know.
But I will say we haven't had much of those because I'll read them too.
Yeah.
If you guys got anything bad you want to say,
well, my Facebook status is still Arthropod.
Right. But,
and
yeah.
I recently started binge watching 90210. So,
oh Jesus Christ, good God! Seriously, Timothy, and we appreciate it. We appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for all you guys
reaching out to us. Everybody in your company or whatever it is, you know, we appreciate what you guys are doing because none of us did that, and we all have a deep and reverent respect for what you're doing. So,
exactly, and we really appreciate you guys writing in with stuff like that because you know there's been times where we take a month off. Like this August, I really thought about just taking the month off. I was buying a house. We're all just super busy with everything going on right now. So, you know, August, I thought about just taking it all off and picking back up in September. And it was a tough decision, but we decided to keep on rolling through. And then when we get messages like that, that really...
It's the people that let us know they care makes about us what
know
we
it, do. Lets us know it's worth it.
Yeah. Like my mom appreciates every episode. She listens. I bet she does. She listens to every episode.
God damn.
But that doesn't mean that you know we won't take a month off because she appreciates what we do. It's people that we don't know, people that really respect what we do, and we have a lot of respect for them for reaching out to us. So it's great.
Yep, we have a good time, and we appreciate that you guys are having a good time listening. So thank you.
On that note,
Coon, you got anything left?
I got nothing.
But you're coming back soon. Actually, you're coming back.
I heard about some Halloween episode.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. We're talking some aliens.
Some UFOs.
UFOs, some ghosts. We're doing it. So
you think we'll get Ellis for that?
I'm hoping. He said he was gonna come on.
He's got stories.
When's the last time we talked to him? Then?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
The crawfish boy, I think, was the last time we talked to him.
Right. Touch base
with him. Send him a little reminder.
Because Mike Ellis is one of our best guests, I think.
Yeah. Him and Coon. So this ought to be real good.
Right.
I don't even need a mic. I can just do this.
And he's busy, and we're gonna have to do it before October 1st.
Right.
Oh shit! I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
I know you want to do a Halloween episode, but he's gonna be hunting.
Looks like Bert's got some planning to do.
No, we can do it whenever.
Pre-recording or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we can do it. But anyway, appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening, Coon. Thank you for coming on the last minute. That was awesome. And we'll talk to you guys next week, right?
Yeah. Yes. Have a good one. Let us know if you want to hear any particular topic and let us know if you like what we're doing. We appreciate it.
All right. Later, guys.
Man, I'm hot as fuck.
That's a medium. Oh, shit. Hey, we're recording. All right. So, anyway, thank you guys for listening, as always. Share us on any and all Jesus Christ, I can't even talk to this fucking spice. Share us on any and all social media outlets. Jesus Christ, Adam, what the fuck is that?
It's ex-arresting.
Oh, holy shit.
Good shit.
Oh, anyway.
It'll definitely be spicy for a minute.
We appreciate you guys. Next week we got...
It's from a group of veterans.
The Fallen Outdoors.
Yeah, and they're an amazing group of people. We're really actually looking forward to the conversation because it's going to be very informative and... We really hope you guys take a lot away from it because just hearing about their story has taught us a lot, even about what we're doing. So
we can't wait to have them on, so keep your ears to the ground for that. Jesus Christ, that's spicy. So, as always, all music and artwork is done by the Shane Yoder from PutThemInASong.com and the Root Note Podcast. My mouth is burning, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bert's face is sweating.
All right. Later, everybody.
That's hot as shit.